with body, speech, and mind in perfect oneness, we send our hearts along with the sound of this bell. May the hearers awaken from forgetfulness and transcend all anxieties and sorrows.
As the morning verse told us, the Son of Wisdom has now risen. The light of awareness is present. Practitioners, our job is to know that. It is our mindfulness that reveals to us this reality. Our our mindfulness reveals to us, the light of awareness. And our mindfulness reminds us when we leave it to come back. In our meditation practice today, we will devote ourselves to practicing in the sutra on the full awareness of the breath, what's called the first tetrad, or the first four meditations, which deal with awareness of the body. As will be revealed in the sutra, the breath is the vehicle that we utilize to explore various aspects of our being. So in the sutra, the Buddha says, go to a place under a tree, quiet place, and find your breath. The first thing he says to his students is, know that you have an in-breath, know that you have an out-breath. In the meditative tradition, there are several ways that this is practiced. One way is to simply count the breaths, the inhalation, the exhalation, from 1 to 10. I know many of you are familiar with this practice. One very basic practice to acknowledge the in-breath and the out-breath. To say breathing in as I'm breathing in, to say breathing out as I'm breathing out is another way. Or just breathing in, breathing out, in, out. Or simply to be aware of the in-breath and the out-breath. So for this first meditation, let us follow the Buddha's instructions. We have taken ourselves into retreat. Our practice is to know when we're taking an in-breath. Our practice is to know when we're taking an out-breath. And as we shared last night, our practice is also to know when the mind moves away from the breath, moves toward, begins to constrict around a thought, feeling, perception, memory, sound, whatever. Our mindfulness reveals to us that we have moved away from our awareness of the breath. At that moment, we immediately release, let go of. We then relax for a brief moment. Smile, and then come back to the breath. So let us practice this way together. So first, according to the instructions in the sutra, you establish an awareness of the in-breath and the out-breath. So that when we breathe in, we know we're breathing in. And when we breathe out, we know we're breathing out. The next meditations involve deepening our relationship with the breath. In the sutra, it says, breathing in, I'm aware when I'm breathing in a short breath. And then it says, breathing in and out, I'm aware that I'm breathing a long breath. What this simply means is that we go from just simple acknowledgement and knowing that we're taking an in-breath and out-breath to a more intimate relationship with the breath. You could say, how is my breath? Is it a long breath? Is it a short breath? Is it a deep breath? Is it a shallow breath? Is it a fine breath? Is it a coarse breath? Again, we are doing nothing to alter it or to control it. We're just knowing it at a deeper level, more intimate level. Again, as we said yesterday, meditation is fueled by joyful effort. Joyful effort is fueled by interest and curiosity. So first we find our breath, and then we develop interest and curiosity in just how it is. So for the morning and afternoon, please practice the first meditations as given by the Buddha. This is the foundation. To know the breath, to learn to be with the breath, in sitting, in walking, in moving, in lying down. So throughout our day, when we're doing sitting meditation, walking meditation, when we're doing eating meditation, lying down meditation, brushing teeth meditation, do not wander from your breath. Do not wander from your mindfulness. Do not wander from reality. Thank you.